The Prayers Within the Stones. I know the Abbey well enough. I worked there for a while. I've walked its length 1,000 times, the nave, the choir, the aisles. I know its features through and through. I've shown them to our guests, each visitor as favourites, the things they like the best. They come from near, they come from far, from China and the States. Some come to click their selfies, and some to venerate. Some photo the distorted arches when the tower sank. Some trace the grooves of masons' marks. Some sit and offer thanks. Some crane their necks towards the roof to view each ceiling boss. Some light a candle for someone. Some bow towards the cross. They've seen the Jesse window, and of course the leper squint, but few have seen God's morning sun's rays technicolor tints diffuse through stained glass windows as they dance the south aisle's floors. It's a shame to turn the lights on and to start the daily chores. They come, of course, for services, to hear the gospel's texts. They worship, or they celebrate, or they pay their last respects. They've prayed here in their thousands, and many more shall come, though I'll not see it celebrate its first millennium. They're welcome, though, the lot of them, though less at 5 to 4. That's when I feel the weight of history in the great west door. I start to shut the Abbey down, physically at least, though spiritually its beating heart doesn't ever cease. It's then I sit and wonder, enjoying solitude, God's fading light for company, and bathe in quietude. Sometimes I pinch a biscuit, sometimes a mug of tea. Sometimes I'm sitting on my own, sometimes it's him and me. That's when I swear I've heard them, when I was all alone, chanting through the centuries, the prayers within the stone. They sleep throughout the daytime and can't be heard at all, but centuries of worship are soaked within these walls. Shuffling, mumbling peasantry, responding to a priest, echo softly from the nave towards the sacred east. Then prayers of intercession, or sometimes happenstance, the harmonies of bygone monks in sweet Gregorian chants. At times I barely hear them, their murmur soft and low, which drifts atop the silence for a while, and then they go. There can be few as privileged as I am proud to be, hearing this and seeing sights the public never sees. So, sipping on a coffee in the twilight on my own, I listen to the centuries of prayers within the stone.